In this episode of the Leadersmith Podcast, I'm going to be talking about four perspectives of leadership that matter. Stay tuned.
In a world of incompetent bosses, micromanagers, and petty tyrants, one management professor claims that he can help you become the kind of leader that you would want to follow. You are listening to The Leadersmith. Now, here is your host, Darren Gurdis.
So I give this assignment it's the first assignment that I give in my Busy 624 class that's leadership development. And it looks like kind of a throwaway assignment or something that's really just kind of blow off or silly. I give this assignment for two reasons. One, they have a lot of reading that first week. And so I pair this with that where there's a lot of reading. And two, while it's a pretty simple assignment, it gives me a great deal of insight into what they think about leadership and how they've experienced leadership. So I have to give credit where credit's due. I kind of swiped the assignment from Dr. Diana Brandon. She is over the online certification program here at Charleston Southern. And Diana had a great assignment that helped us understand what we thought about and how we experienced online education. So I modified it to leadership. And so the four questions, I'm asking them to find an image that's, you know, to answer these questions. The first one is this: what I believe leadership is, dot, dot, dot. The second one is how your boss approaches leadership, dot, dot, dot. The third is what society thinks about leadership, dot, dot, dot. And fourth is what employees feel as a consequence, dot, dot, dot. And I just ask them to find images somewhere online and fill in the blanks with those images. And we just kind of see a picture of what they think about leadership. So I'm going to highlight seven of my students' submissions this semester. And I think they just tell us a lot about what society, what we think about leadership, how they experience leadership, and that sort of thing. So I'm going to look at the first one here, and I'm just going to describe each of these for you. So the first one, what I believe leadership is. Most of the time, students don't, you know, have an image of a tyrant, you know, holding people down or things along those lines. So the first one is very consistent with what most of the students think about leadership as they get into now they're all students either in the MBA program here at Charleston Southern or in the MA in organizational leadership or in the MS in human resource management. They're in one of these three programs. The course can be given to any of these three categories. Okay, so the first one, what I believe leadership is, and the person has an example of a bunch of people holding puzzle pieces that says teamwork. Okay, that's a good start. Leadership is teamwork, and so they're moving the right direction. The second one, how your boss approaches leadership. And you see these little stick figures with a huge stick figure above pointing forward. That's apparently the boss. This way. Okay, that could be good. It could be bad. It just depends on how it works out. But it's probably not a good example, or probably not a great example of what leadership is, because you can tell when somebody has a great example or a poor example. What society thinks about it, and there's there's stick figures again, and then there's a big stick figure with a conductor's stick, like from an orchestra. He's conducting whatever's going on. And then what's telling is when you get to what employees feel as a consequence, and there's apparently a boss, because the boss is in red each time, the stick figure pointing, and the other stick figure has his head down and he's walking out. And so what employees feel as a consequence, that doesn't look good. So now how your boss is and what society thinks don't always lead to what employees feel as a consequence, although very often they're tied together. But there's a difference here. There's a disparity between how this person perceives leadership and how their boss and society experience it. Okay, so then the second one, what I believe leadership is, and there's a bunch of people crossing a ravine, and they're crossing a ravine on the hand of apparently this is the boss, or, you know, somebody, the leader, that's helping them cross from one side to another with a great gorge, and that's a hand going across. That's what they perceive leadership to be. So that's a really good example. Okay, so the second one is how your boss experiences leadership or how your boss approaches leadership. So you see a boss asking his employees, what can we do about the leadership course? And the employees are saying, I don't know, what do you think? And another one is saying, isn't there anyone we could ask? And so apparently this boss doesn't really know. He's asking. It's a good thing to ask. It's generally a good thing to involve your employees and ask them. But if nobody knows and everybody's blind, there's a problem. Okay. The next one is what society thinks about it. And there's somebody at the front of the room with their arm up. Yay. Right. And everybody's cheering. And that's what society thinks leadership is. But what's telling is when you get to the fourth slide or the fourth component of this, what employees think as a consequence. And there's a, what appears to be the boss running off the edge of the cliff with a blindfold on, not realizing. And I'm not sure if the employees are cheering or saying, oh no, or whatever. But right, if the boss approaches leadership the way he does, then that makes sense. Okay. Next one, number three. This question, what I believe leadership is somebody helping put building blocks as people are going up the stairs. And you see these stick figures helping other stick figures climbing up these building blocks. And it's almost like what you'd see in the military where, you know, they're in like Ranger school and they're helping each other up these obstacles, that kind of thing. Okay. How your boss approaches leadership. And I'm laughing because I'm looking at this picture where there's a construction guy working out a, you know, doing the concrete on the sidewalk. He's smoothing it out and the boss is standing there looking at his cell phone, completely oblivious that he's standing ankle deep in wet concrete. And he's clearly screwing it up, but he doesn't even recognize it. Okay. What society thinks about leadership. There's a guy at the front of the room. He's at the podium with his arm up and everybody else is looking at him. So clearly he's the leader. Now, what employees feel as a consequence. Okay, remember the boss was standing ankle deep in concrete, oblivious. And you see the boss pointing, they're at the edge of a cliff and everybody's running and jumping off the cliff and possibly to their doom or something along these lines. So it's, you can see the story developing in that, in those four slides of this person's experience with leadership. Okay, again, next slide, this is number four. What I believe leadership is, and I like this one a lot better than some of the other examples of leadership. This is the person's, the individual's example, and they have stick figures again. Very often, stick figures are just an easy way of diagramming things. So that's why we see so many stick figures. They can grab these online. You see a stick figure again, but the leader, who is in red, is larger than everyone else, but he's holding the second one by the hand, who's holding the third, the fourth, the fifth. So he's taking them, follow me, personal example, he's bringing them. Okay, how your boss approaches leadership. And this has a huge stick figure with a crown on it, and everybody else is just sitting around kind of scratching their head. You know, I guess they're waiting for his example or something along these lines. That's sad. So there's a disparity between how you see leadership and how the boss sees leadership. What society thinks about it, and there's all these different hands, you know, one on top of another, like a team huddle. So society thinks leadership is teamwork, which they should. I mean, leadership should be more teamwork. And what employees feel as a consequence, and you have five stick figures holding a line, carrying a rope that has work attached at the end of it. There's a big ball that says work. And you see the boss in the far background just pointing, go that way. And that's what employees feel like as a consequence. Again, these are just illustrative of different ways that people approach it, whether, you know, the boss is, he doesn't know what he's doing, or he's standing 2 inches in concrete and doesn't know it, or he feels like he's the king or whatever. Okay, so the next one, this is number five. What I believe leadership is very similar to one we saw a couple of times ago. There's a person walking upstairs and these stairs look not secure, but the boss is at the top holding, you know, offering his hand to help him up. That's what I believe leadership is. How the boss approaches leadership, and you see a guy cowering under a huge shoe that's about to step on him. Probably not a great place to work if that's the case, but that's how the boss sees leadership. What society thinks about leadership, and this is consistent. There's a huge figure that has a bullhorn here, and he's telling everybody what to do, and everybody's running around. Okay, number six. Now, I really, really like what I believe leadership is in this one. There are two men walking in business suits, and the one is slightly taller than the other. Apparently, that's the boss. And instead of heads, one has a little tree, a sprout of a tree coming out as his head, and the other one has a watering can pouring onto that. And that is so brilliant, because that's what leadership is. Drucker was asked if leaders are born or made, and he said, neither, they're grown. That's right, it's an organic process, and you have to help people grow. Okay, second slide, how your boss approaches leadership, and you just see a large man. Again, there's always a larger man as the boss, right? A large man looking over a rows of people that are just sitting there working, and, you know, apparently they don't want to, you know, get up or get in trouble or anything. And so he's just kind of watching them and making sure that they're doing their work and that their butts in their chairs. Terrible approach. Okay. What society thinks about it. You have that big stick figure pointing the way we talked about earlier. And that's how it is. I mean, we think that that's leadership, and there's more to it. It's nuanced. And then finally, what employees feel as a consequence. And there's a small man cowering to a large person's fist. You don't see the rest of the man, just the arm and the fist. And that's unfortunate. Okay. Now, again, this is the seventh and the last one that I'm going to talk about, and then we'll give a little commentary and we'll be done. What I believe leadership is, and there's people in a car, and the people in the car are drawing the wheels and parts of the car, and the boss is apparently the boss, he's larger, he's drawing the road as they're driving. I mean, I think that's a great example. There's a real brilliance to some of these, what I believe leadership is. Then we get, unfortunately, to how your boss approaches leadership. And you see people in an office standing at their workstations and their marionettes on strings. The boss, and you can see the hands, the large hands above that, that's apparently the boss manipulating the strings. And that is such a sad picture, such a sad, sad picture. The difference between the boss helping and co-creating this future with them, as opposed to them being puppets on a string. And then we see what society thinks about it. There's a large man at a podium and lots of people in the audience. Again, I'm leader and you're followers. The huge distinction there. And then finally, what the employees feel like as a consequence is they're sitting at their computer and with a sign that says help, right? And so what we see here is a fairly consistent themes, okay? What we think about leadership are things like teamwork and somebody, you know, creating the bridge between, or helping people up obstacles, or leading the way by holding their hands or helping them up an obstacle, watering a tree, I mean, just, you know, helping them grow, or I like this last one particularly, co-creating the future by, you know, helping draw out what the future looks like while they're part and parcel of it. And then what we experience is the boss is usually not helpful. Sometimes it's neutral, like the first one, where he's just kind of pointing the way. Sometimes he doesn't know what he's doing. Sometimes he's oblivious and standing in the middle of the concrete. Sometimes he's a king or stepping on you, like with a big foot. And sometimes he's just, like a puppet master. And that's terrible. What a terrible way to live. And the employees, as a consequence, always feel bad because of this. So here's what I want you to understand. I want you to understand that what leadership is something that, you know, I had a student that said this, Angela, I can't remember her last name. She was a great student. Angela, if you're listening, congratulations. It was brilliant. We were talking about, so how do you not become the kind of leader that you don't like? I mean, the kind of boss that you would not want to be. And she said, this was in classes, we were talking about it. She said, always remember what it felt to not have power. And I thought, wow, there's something really profound. If you remember what it's like to feel powerless, to not be the person that has power, you're not going to mistreat others. You're going to follow the golden rule and do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. So I wanted to share this because I thought, you know, there was a lot of insight about how we see things, how we think leadership should be, and how bosses seem to act when they get there. And so, you know, I just thought this was a valuable experience. I really appreciate all my students' efforts. These were just some that were particularly illustrative. And I want to end with the quotation for contemplation from Teddy Roosevelt. He said this: the best executive is the one who has sense enough to pick good men to do what he wants done and the self-restraint to keep from meddling with them while they do it. All right, that's all that I have to say in this episode of the Leadersmith Podcast. If you like what you heard today, please consider subscribing. And thank you for your time. Please, I want you to become the kind of leader that you would want to follow. Think in terms of what I believe leadership is and act that way. And when you become a leader, when you become a manager, or if you are one, please think in terms of what would it be like if I didn't have power? How would I act then? Thanks. Talk to you later.